Report: Democrats admit Biden's migration is splitting the party. By Neil Monroe on October 30, 2023. President Joe Biden's economic favoritism for his wave of illegal migrants is splitting his much-needed electoral base, TheHill.com admits. The conflict is at a fever pitch, say Democrats and business lobbyists. According to the article, which is written by a Mexican-born resident alien. The narrative out there has been somewhat distorted to present the picture where it looks like new immigrants are living in plush conditions. That's not the case. They're undergoing very difficult conditions, said New York Representative Adriano Espaillat, D. You're seeing it in the black community in Chicago, said Rebecca Shee, executive director of the American Business Immigration Coalition. Breitbart has extensively covered the growing multiracial public opposition against Biden's favoritism to his roughly 6 million illegal migrants. The opposition is especially loud among blacks in New York and Chicago. The favoritism includes turning a blind eye to their illegal entry and his award of transport, job training, housing, and food. Biden is also offering fast-track work permits to his illegals. Even as millions of other illegal immigrants work hard in jobs at low pay without any legal status to protect them from abusive employers. Exclusive: 1,500 migrants cross border into Texas in 6 hours. The favoritism is also shifting surveys. For instance, an October 15th to 19th poll by Siena College asked New Yorkers if they see migration as a burden or benefit. Blacks split 2-1. 58% burden and 27% benefit. Latinos split 53% burden and 36% benefit. People who earn less than $50,000 split 2-1, 59% burden, and 28% benefit. The groups most supportive of immigration include high earners and their progressive allies. TheHill.com touted a proposed fix by pro-migration Democrats for Biden to sign legally dubious DACA-like parole amnesty for millions of pre-Biden illegal migrants. That policy, if the Supreme Court reversed itself, would allow pre-Biden illegals to get work permits and file for green cards, like many of Biden's new, quasi-legal migrants. Exclusive: large group of migrants from many nations cross border into Arizona. The proposal is backed by the American Business Immigration Council, ABIC. A business funding group of employers in Florida, Texas, and other states. The group works very closely with Mark Zuckerberg's Forward.us lobbying group for billionaire investors, as it tries to accelerate the inflow of foreign renters, workers, and consumers. But that fix would also worsen the pocketbook damage to Americans and legal immigrants. The pocketbook angle is ignored by the article because it, like nearly all establishment media outlets, ignores the obvious economic damage of migration to Americans. For example, the article hides the reality that Biden's illegals are often preferred by employers precisely because they are desperate to pay off debts, compliant in the workplace, young, and healthy. The government-delivered inflow of those desperate workers has tilted the labor market in favor of employers, and against the pocketbook interests of the many millions of Americans and recent immigrants who do vote in elections. Biden's skewed labor market allows employers to ignore or offer minimal wages the least wanted workers. The least wanted workers include at least 10 million Americans who are alienated, older, sicker, have criminal records, dropped out of school, or live in distant districts. The article is headlined "Tensions Rise Between New and Established Migrants," but some Democrats are trying to deny Biden's favoritism towards his illegals. I go to my New York district, and I walk my district and I meet with people. This is more a result of what they hear on TV and what they read in the papers. That is sometimes creating this tension that in so many ways is more fictional than based on the reality of the communities where we have the migrants coming in, said Representative Nydia Velazquez, DNY. Other Democrats are sneering at Americans for recognizing the federal government's favoritism for outsiders over citizens. I think some of it is xenophobia, Representative Jesus Garcia, DEL, a Chicago politician who prides himself on being an advocate for illegal migrants,